Red Mobile.
Road again, W2T Mobile.
Rusty, it sounds like you and I just stay in the road all the time. How in the world are you, sir?
Tired. We formed over at the Artosphere this afternoon. And after all day yesterday at Artosphere and church this morning, so I'm kind of beat. I'm going to go home and go down here and get me a Chinese takeout for lunch, for supper, whatever, and go home and see if I can unlax. Kick off my shoes, get down to my shorts, put some shorts on, and then unlax. Hang on a minute, I got to make a phone call.
I'll be here listening. WV6F.
W6V, W2T. I've got my supper ordered and going to go by and pick it up and then head to the house and get comfortable. Get out of these shoes I've been wearing for the last 7 or 8 hours, you know?
Yes, sir? Yeah, just left mom's over in Simpsonville and had met up with my oldest daughter there, so we had a nice afternoon, and now it's time to go home, and I've already got my shorts on, so I'm just going to kick off my shoes and relax, and I don't know, Rusty, 5 o'clock in the morning comes early, and that's when I got to wake up for work, so it won't be, if I see the sunset, it'll be a miracle, sir.
Well, that's good. As long as you keep working, that means I keep getting my Social Security check every month. So, you know, I appreciate you doing that for me. Oh, well, I'm going to go home, like I said, change out of these shoes because these are a dressier type shoe, and even though they're a tie shoe. After so many hours of wearing them, my feet say it's time to change out, so I'll grab my Crocs and slide my feet into them because I can't walk around barefooted inside or outside anymore. My feet don't like it, so anyway, but you know, it's been a good Mother's Day. Mine passed 24 years ago and my wife 12 years ago, so there's just me. And don't have the puppy dog anymore because she passed last December, so. And I was down to see my sister in Florida 3 weeks ago, so I don't, you know, she's down there, and I'm up here, and that's the way life is these days. W2T Mobile.
Yes, sir, indeed. Well, I'm proud to help contribute to you being able to enjoy the next little bit, and it won't be long for me. I think I mentioned to you, Rusty, I'm going to have to start making some phone calls and get some things all squared away and ready. I'm, buddy, I'm just about done. I was spoiled rotten for many, many, many years working in, it's been a very, very long time since I'd ever worked in a non-climate controlled and conditioned environment. But hey, these 2 years of working in the mill, they've made a believer out of me, buddy. It's about time to hang my head up. 65's enough years. And let's see, good Lord, I started working when I was 12, so I'm definitely ready to stop now.
Working at that early, I think I had my first job, which was a paper route at about 14 or 15, something like that. Then went to work for a dry cleaner between my senior year of high school and my freshman year of college, and worked for them that summer. Then went to school and then went into the Navy the next year. So, you know, did 2.5 years of active and been working ever since at some job or another until about, let's see, it was about 15 years ago after my wife got to the point where she was real bad off. I finally retired. So, you know, I've been in that category for a number of years. And as I told someone 3 weeks ago, I celebrated my 56th anniversary and my 21st birthday. Go figure.
Well, I started delivering newspapers when I was 12, so I guess I got a head start on you on that one. But Like, I was the paper boy in my neighborhood in which I lived, so I was desperate to get a new bicycle. And Dad said it'll be good for the boy. He's not going to be out of the neighborhood. Everybody knows him. And he knows all of them, so he'll be okay. And I was. And it was wonderful. And yes, I did get a new bicycle. I actually saved up for almost 2 years before I bought it. But, yeah, it's been a while ago now. Some of the bicycles I see folks in my neighborhood up at Traveler's Rest Way riding, most of them cost more than what I'm driving down the road as an automobile now. So, yeah, I'm glad I got my bicycle when I was about 14, because if I hadn't saved up for 2 years and bought it, Rusty, I know I wouldn't be able to afford one now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Those things got expensive. I earned mine, well, with the paper company down there, being the deliverer down there in Charleston, I had a fairly good-sized route. And I was in my neighborhood and up and down streets in the area, in a close area, wasn't too far away. But they had a program with the News and Courier down there that you could purchase a bicycle through them, and with the baskets and everything you need for delivering papers, and then they would, they would take it out of your money a little bit at a time, so you weren't, you were good off of that. So that's the way I got mine. Before that, of course, my parents bought them when I was younger, but after my dad died, my mom wasn't able to, raising four kids, she didn't have the wherewithal to buy too many bicycles, so, you know. But that's the way I earned mine and got like that. But life goes on, as they say. And well, I'm going to go ahead and sign with you because I'm about down here where I'm going to pick up my lunch, supper. And there's also some interference on this repeater down here. I don't know what it is. And I think it's some of this new electronic stuff they're putting overhead for traffic lights and all that stuff. It wipes this one out. I'll catch you later. Have a good one. 73 W2T.
Everybody, it's always a pleasure, and I appreciate you always being there when I get in the car, man. That's absolutely awesome. I know who I'm going to be speaking to. That way I can tell my mom I'm still not talking to strangers. Well, not anybody that's any stranger than I am anyway. 73 Rusty, W2T, WV6S.
I don't think there's anybody more stranger than me for MWA.
We qualify pretty close. WX4MWA, is it? Did I get that right? WV6Z.
Hey, Hannah, here's Matt. Old Rusty knows who I am. He knows I'm kind of strange.
Good to meet you, Matt. This is Tom on this end, and I am definitely there. I'm qualified.
Yeah, you might be qualified, but I'm certified. There you go.
I knew that my life was not done taking final exams yet, but I'll get there. I guess I'm gonna try to do one of those hands-free telephone calls and let the missus know that I'm on the way back home from visiting mom. So. Take care and have a good one, sir. It's good to meet you, 73, and I'll catch you a bit further down the log, WV6Z.
Hey, be careful out there running around. There's more. There's other crazy ones out there. You gotta be watchful of. Tom, have a good one. WX4MWA. I'm gonna get back to my spreadsheet. Checks working fine.